Okay, so Chav Vav Amud Aleph, about 25 lines from the bottom of the Gemara, 3/4 of the way down. Rava Shari Le Lerav Acha Bar Ada. Rava permitted, Shari means permit, he permitted for Rav Acha Bar Ada Le Migna to lay down, to sleep, Bar Memat Losa, outside of the Sukkah, Mishum Sircha De Gagishsa. Sircha De Gagishsa, Rashi says, is Karka Levona. Sort of like that white sand. They don't have proper flooring. So you used to put down a certain sand that the tochen b'kakar is a sukkah, they put down as a floor for the sukkah. And it smelt. It had a bad smell to it. And therefore he said, I can't stay in the sukkah. Terrible smell. And if I'm a mitzvah is potum in a sukkah. Others say that it rained. And when this sand got wet, it used to give off a bad smell. And that's why you couldn't stay in the sukkah. Excuse me. Yeah. Rav Letamei, Rav Lishitosei, the Amar Rav, Rav said, Mistar Potom Nasukka, Mistar, so I'm in pain because of the surroundings of the Sukkah, is Potom Nasukka. Where it says, Akasha of Anan Tanan, but didn't we learn, Chaylin, those who are ill, Misham Shemaim, and those who are serving them, those who are helping the ill people, Potom Nasukka. That's what we learned in Ebraisa. So we're medak a chayla in. Someone who's a chayla, he's taka potum in a sukkah. But mitzdair, if it's just some pain, yeah, it's a little bit uncomfortable, like, person is still mechuyiv. So it says, chayla, someone is a chayla, who, he, the chayla, the ill person, misham shumav, and those who are serving him and helping the peturim, the potter, because the person who's helping the ill person is Isaac mitzvah potter and a mitzvah. Mitzdair, somebody's pain is bothering him, the surroundings of the sukkah, who potter? He himself is potter, but Misham Shemavot loy. Misham Shemim, they're already not. They're already mechuyiv to be in the sukkah. Right, what's the chiluk between the two? So it'll be why someone's mitzdair, so he's out of the sukkah. The Misham Shemov, those who were helping him, his attendants, his gaboim, right, they're mechuyiv to be in the sukkah. Yeah, whereas a chayla is potter, Misham Shemov also potter. So really you have to ask yourself, Hamonashach, if this person is a chayla, so he needs somebody to help him, right? Okay, so the person's ill, he's potter in the sukkah. And the Misham Shemov, those are helping him, the Isaac with mitzvah, being mevak a chayla and helping the chayla. So Isaac mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. Now you have somebody who's mitzdar. So he's potter from being in the sukkah because he's mitzdar. The people that are helping him, why should they be mechuyiv in the sukkah? Well, if they're helping this person who's mitzdar, does he need the help?
Right. Yes, he does.
So if he does, then the oisik b'mitzvah.
Because anyone's potter from it if he needs to do something else, but that's not. It's not like a chola where they've got an attendant, like a nurse who's always like with them. It's like a mistar. Like,
so what's the Misham Shemov over here? The person that's mistar, he also has Misham Shemov. He has people there who are attending to him. In what capacity are they attending to him? Remember I was hearing a Josh from some magazine in Shalim. He used to say, all you need to do is walk down Meisha Aram with a silver stick. You know, the gold walking stick with the silver top, yeah, with the nice velvet. All of a sudden, you have two gaborim at your side already walking with you. That's all you need to do. The gaborim vetchen gomen. So what are we talking about over here? This person is a mitzvah.
The sukkah itself.
Right. So that's why he's potter.
That's not a chola. That's not
correct.
In whatever situation this mitzvah, the chola is he needs help. This mitzvah, once he leaves the sukkah.
Yeah,
he's not in pain. He's out of the sukkah, so why do you need to help him? So you've got to be.
So what's the Misham Shemov? He does have people. I don't have Misham Shemov, and you don't have Misham Shemov. So what are these Misham Shemov? Is this person an old person, and he needs help, or is it a young healthy person? He just can't take the smell of the sukkah. So bizarre, he doesn't have Misham Shemov. The fact that he has Misham Shemov, obviously he needs it. Well, if he needs it, then why are they mechuyev to be in the sukkah? How could they forsake him and just go in the sukkah?
Maybe he's more sensitive than the rest of them.
True, and that's why he's potter, because he himself has a pitur.
Yeah.
Right, now the people who are serving him...
No, but it could be just something very, not like yeah. Not well, it's just he's very sensitive, has a very sensitive nose.
All right, good, so we'll give you...
Take him out and then come back in.
And they don't have to be with him?
No, of course. He's just a sensitive person.
So you don't call these people a mashamshim of... The fellow's quite independent. He's just a sensitive person.
Yeah.
So what's Mishamshimov? That's bothering me a little bit. Well, what's the Gedder? How do you work out what are these Mishamshimov? Who exactly are they? Okay, so exactly why they would, if they needed, why would they be potter? Why would they be mechuyev in the sukkah? Okay. Oichlin achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. Right, so the Mishnah said that you can have achilas arai outside of the sukkah because teishu came to duru, right? You don't always sit down at your kitchen table, at your dining room table to eat. You'll have a snack wherever you are. So here as well, by sukkah also, you can have a snack wherever you are. So what's the definition of a snack? The kama achilas arai. What's called achilas arai, a light snack? Amar Rav Yosef, tarti or tilasbe, two or three eggs, equivalent of the size of two or three eggs, is called a snack. Namonoshach, if it's two eggs, is the size of a light snack, so three would be also. I can say two or three. Right? And if three is okay, then of course two is okay. That's what's tatir tilas. When given halach, you can't say two or three. Make up your mind. Is it two? So three would be also. And if three is okay, of course two is okay. So what's a tatir tilas? There's someone to say that when the Gemara discusses the definition of a chilis kava, that you machiv to bench, it says machlekes, whether there's three or four. So depending on machlekes, whether it's the size of three eggs or four eggs, you'd say over here two or three, depending on that machlekes of three or four. Amalei Abaya. Abaya said, Vazimnin, sometimes, Sagin, Sagilol, Inish Bahachi. Sometimes a person has, you know, if you have a cake the size of three eggs, it's a nice, good sized bun, and that fills you up already. Right? It satisfies a person. Bahavli Suda's Kava, so how could you call it a snack? It's actually a quite a nice sized Suda. Abaya says, Kidetoim, Bar Bei Rav, as a yeshiva student, tastes something, right? The Ayah Lekala, and he goes to the Shir. Right? And remember this Abaya, because later on, Achav Zayin Amad Aleph, the Gemara is going to come back to this Abaya. And I'm going to ask a kasha on this Abaya later on in another Amad. So Abaya says a Shir of Achilles Arai is when you're running to Shir in the morning, and you want to grab a snack just before you go. Right? Maybe it's like those days when you're back in yeshiva and you woke up late, couldn't have a good breakfast, and just grab something before running off to the Beis HaMedrash. Right? So what do you grab already? Say a cupcake or something. You know, that sort of share, and that's called a light snack that you can have outside of the sukkah. Tana Bonim. Eichlan echidus arai chutz l'sukkah. You can have echidus arai chutz l'sukkah. But ein yishenim, you're not allowed to have a nap, a shinus arei. You're not allowed to have a temporary sleep, like a little nap, chutz the sukkah. So you're allowed to have a little, eat something quickly, but you're not allowed to have a quick nap outside of the sukkah. My time, what's the difference between eating something, a light snack, which is mutter, but a light sleep, a little nap, is also? Amar Avashi said, gezeir shem yirdim. A lot of times a person says, I just want to put my head down for 10 minutes, I want to lay down for 10 minutes, before he knows it, it's the next morning already. Remember one song came to Shul Shabbos morning, he says, I came home Friday night, he was so tired, he just wanted to lay down for a few minutes before the meal, he woke up, it was time for Shachos. Because what do I do for Kiddush now? He missed the whole Kiddush, the whole Friday night meal, wakes up the next morning. Yeah, that's the definition. You go, I just want to sleep for 2 minutes, could be the next morning already. Gzei Shem Yudam. God, by the way, it's a whole different Kiddush. You have to say the bracha of Kiddush. We say Friday night. You have to say it Shabbos morning. The person misses the Kiddush Friday night. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said, Elohad Asanya. This is what we learned. Yoshin Adam Shinus Arai B'Tfilin. A person is allowed to have a little nap whilst he's wearing tefillin. Avalishin is kava. You're not allowed to go to sleep properly when you're wearing tefillin. Now, Umar says, Leichush Shem Yudim. How could he say, if he said by sukkah, you're not allowed to have a little nap outside of the sukkah. Why? Because you might just go fall asleep the whole night, or good few hours during the day. So by tefillin, why is it mutter to have a shinus arai when you're wearing tefillin? So the Gemara answers, he gives over his sleep to other people. In other words, he has a shema. It sounds very tired. Didn't have a good night's sleep. And now he comes, he's in the morning, b'shachris, he put on his tefillin. All he needs is a 3-minute power nap. But it might be 2-hour power nap. Right, so he tells the fellow sitting next to him in shul, I'm putting my head down for 3 minutes, wake me up. Right, so he has a shema. Yeah, so therefore, you can have, if you put your tefillin down, put your head down while you're wearing tefillin for a few minutes, you have the fellow next to you in shul. As a shema, it's fine. So maskef lover mishashi. Maskef is a kasha, not quoting another braisa, but from logic, I have a strong question on you. Arvach, arva tzorach. The guarantor needs a guarantor himself. The guy next to you is also very sleepy in shul. Yeah, so he's also going to put his head, he's used sleeping. It's contagious. One person yawns, the next guy yawns. He'll also fall asleep. Right, so that's not good. So therefore, Ella, Nupshat, Ella Merabe Barachon Rabbeichnon. Do you want to know why you can sleep wearing your tefillin? You know what we're talking about? The Mneach Rishab Ben Birkov. He puts his head between his knees, right, and you won't be able to sleep properly like that. Right, Rashi says, Mneach Rishab, Ben Birkov, Rashi says, Devada Le Yudam. Right, if you sleep like that, with your head between your knees, you won't have a good sleep. You'll wake up straight away. Rava Amar, En Kava Lishina. Rava says, there's no minimum share for a sleep. Right, and therefore, right, by tefillin, Rashi, it's a bit of a long Rashi over here. Rashi says, by tefillin, you can go sleep. Right, and we're not concerned that he'll have a very, very long sleep. But by sukkah, the shinas the sukkah in the timer, the other shinas ara, the fish ain't kava the shina. And there's no chiluk, there's no difference between an arai and a keva by sukkah. Right? Because a person ain't odom kevei atzma the shina upon him, he only sleeps a little bit and that's already enough. So that sleeping a little bit, that is called his sleep. Right? So therefore you're not allowed to sleep outside of the sukkah. By tefillin, the problem is, what's the problem of sleeping with tefillin? The problem is he might pass air, might pass some gas when he's sleeping with tefillin, and therefore, for a small little sleep, we're not worried that he'll go and pass. He won't be that relaxed, and he won't pass air. Tani Chodo, in one braisa we learned, Yosham Adam but tefillin shinus arai, a person could have a little nap when he's wearing tefillin. Avalei shinus kavai cannot have a deep sleep when he's wearing tefillin. But Tani Idach, another braisa we learned, Ben Kava Ben Arai. A person can sleep, have a nap, or have a good deep sleep when he's wearing tefillin. V'tan Yiddich. And another braisa we learned, Loi Kava V'loi Arai. He's not allowed to have a good sleep, or even a little nap when he's wearing tefillin. So we have three different braisas that contradict each other. One says he can sleep everything. One says he cannot sleep at all. And one says a little nap, yes, but a deep sleep, no. Mar says, Loi Kasha. Hoda Nokot Lei Biyodei. If he's holding the tefillin in his hand, he's not wearing it. He's just holding it in his hands. So then you're not allowed to sleep at all because he might drop it. Have a temporary nap, a good 2-minute sleep. You don't know where you are, and whatever's in hand just drops and falls. So you're not allowed to sleep at all. Hold the man chibereshu. If the tefillin is on his head, so then he can have it. He's wearing his tefillin, so then he can have a little nap, but a permanent sleep, a good deep sleep, he's not allowed to. And Rashi says shem yafiach. He might pass air. Ha, the paras sadure ole. If he spreads out, he puts them next to his head, he lays down, and he puts the tefillin down on the pillow, on the bed, and he puts a little cloth over it, so it's respecting the tefillin. So then, you can have a proper sleep, because Rashi says, Torah wasn't given to angels, we're human beings, we need to sleep. And therefore, you put the tefillin down on the mattress, it's secure, and he covers it, and then he goes to sleep. That is fine. So we're discussing here a shinas arai, a little nap. What is the definition of a little nap? The kama shinas arai, what do you call a shinas arai? So toni rami by chesel, kadei hiluch mea amma, however long it takes to walk 100 amma. Right, every step is like 2 amas. How long does it take to walk 100 amas? About 50 steps. Right, give yourself a second a step. So it's approximately about a minute or less than a minute. That is called a shinas arei, a little nap. Tanya mahochi, we learned, hayoshan betfilin, if somebody's sleeping when he's wearing tefillin, v'roya keri, and he sees keri, and aloch is the last Rashi in the Omud, tzorch l'salkun m'reisha, he has to take away his tefillin off, he has to remove his tefillin straight away, ba'eda keri olav, even before he cleans himself, he has to straight away take the tefillin, so, but his hands might be soiled, so what does he do? Eichez b'ritzua, he grabs the tefillin by the ritzua, normally you're not supposed to hold tefillin hanging it by the straps, but over here he can. But the ein oiches b'ktsitza, the Rabbi Yaakov, he doesn't hold the actual tefillin box because the tefillin box has his actual kedusha. The straps are called tashmishe kedusha, but the actual tefillin of kedusha, you have the shin of the dalid and yud, the combination of the back of the knots. Right, so you have the shin, the dalid, right, and the yud on a person's hands, the shakai. So therefore, the shin already is like, which is engraved, which is sticking out of the tefillin box, is part of Hashem's name, has a greater kedusha, and therefore you're not allowed to hold the tefillin box. Chacham say yoshin adam tefillin shinis arai. A person could sleep, have a nap when he's wearing tefillin. Avalei shinis kava. You're not allowed to have a deeper sleep. Kamo shinis arai. What's the definition of a Shinas arai, kidehiluch mea amo. Right, so that's the Tanya Namahoch. We see over here that the definition of a nap is as long as it takes to walk 100 amas. It's approximately 1 minute. Amar Rav said, Osel Adam Lishin Beyoim. A person, there's nothing to do with tefillin. Rashi says, the third line down, the Pnei Bittel Torah. Right, so a person is not allowed to sleep by day. Yoisa Mishinas Hasus. More than a horse's sleep. The horses rest and nap. They don't sleep. Right? So, however long it takes for the horses to have their nap, that much you can do, but not more than that. The kama shinas hasus. How much is a shinas hasus? Shitten nishmi. Right? 60 breaths. So this exact share of what is a shinas hasus. Like the Gemara says, it's quite little. Shitan nishmi, 60, you know, breathing in and out, which is not much. Right? But others say it's 3.5 minutes. Others say it's 30 minutes. Right? Others say it's about 3 hours. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Shinose demar, right, the daytime nap of demar, his Rebbe, Rashi says that's Rabbi Banachmeni, was Kedarav. He would sleep, would have a rest during the day, as long as Rav did. Now, what was Rav's length of sleeping during the day? He would have a nap during the day. V'derav, k'derebi, like Rebbe. V'derebi, k'dovid, was David HaMelech. K'dovid, what was the sleeping of David HaMelech? K'desusya, David HaMelech was like a sus. V'desusya shita nishmi, a horse's nap during the day is 60 breaths, right? And that's how long they'll sleep during the day. Abayo have a naim. Abayo would have a sleep during the day. Rashi says bayoim would have a sleep during the day, as long as it would take to walk to the ma'ayel mi pompadiso le bay kuvi. As long as it would take to walk from pompadiso to bay kuvi, right? Rashi says. The Mefarash Ramakim Acha, elsewhere we learn to have a Shita Parsi. It's 6 parsa. Right? So over here, if you go through it, what's exactly 6 parsa? Every parsa is 4 mil. It takes about 18 minutes to walk a mil. So you have 6 times 6 parsa. 6 parsa is 6 times 4 is, so it comes out as 24 mil. 24 mil, each mil is 18 minutes. So it's about 7 hours walking. 24 times 18. Yeah, it's about 432. Right, divided by 60 is over 7 hours, 7.2. Right, so take him, that's how much he'll sleep by day. According to this cheshbon. Right, it doesn't really make sense why he sleeps 7 hours by day. So others say, no, the time it took to go, ma'ayom, to go up, we pump a diesel, the Beit Kuvi was less than a mil. It was less than 18 minutes. Okay, that had to make sense. Okay, so that Shtuk Machoik is exactly how long it took to go from Pampadisa to Beit Kuvi. Let's finish here. One or two more lines. Corollary of Yosef. Ad Masai Otsol Tishkov. How long would you lazy one just recline and sleep? Masai Toka Mishnasecha. When would you arise from your sleep? Right? So even if you learn like the last chat that he only slept for 18 minutes, still he's telling him off for sleeping during the day because the person should learn. Because shouldn't be a bit of tired. But night time a person can sleep. By day a person shouldn't sleep. And the Russians say Shabbos is already different because Shina b'Shabbos Tainik, Shabbos is b'Shatavis, Shina b'Shabbos Tainik. So b'Shabbos, suck an Indian to sleep during the day, depending on how heavy your chalent was, that's how long you sleep.